Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Stoic Mindset Reset. Buckle up because today, we're diving into something super important. Setting healthy boundaries with others. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells around certain people? Like you constantly have to adjust your schedule, your opinions, or even just your vibe to keep everyone happy? You know that feeling when you say yes to everything and suddenly you're running on fumes, resentment brewing like a bad batch of kombucha. Yeah, we've all been there. But listen up, because learning to set boundaries is like getting your own personal superpower. It's about protecting your energy, your time, and ultimately, your sanity. Think of it as building a fence around your emotional well-being, allowing only the good stuff in and keeping the negativity at bay. Okay, so let's get down to brass tacks. Here are 5 power moves for setting those healthy boundaries like a boss. First up, know your values. What truly matters to you? Is it honesty, respect, personal growth, spending quality time with loved ones? Once you've got your core values figured out, you can start saying no to anything that doesn't align with them. Imagine those values as your guiding stars. They'll help you navigate the sometimes blurry lines of what's acceptable and what's not. Next up, communicate clearly. This might seem obvious, but it's crucial. Don't beat around the bush or leave things open to interpretation. Be direct, assertive, and use I statements to express your needs and limits. For example, instead of saying I can't really do that, try something like I'm committed to insert your priority right now, so I won't be able to help with that. Third, practice saying no. Seriously, it's a muscle you need to flex. Start small. Decline an invitation you don't feel like going to. Say no to that extra task at work if you're already stretched thin. Remember, saying no doesn't make you selfish, it makes you prioritize your well-being. Fourth, don't over-explain. You don't owe anyone a lengthy justification for your boundaries. A simple and direct no, thank you, is often enough. Trying to over-explain can lead to endless back and forth and weaken your stance. And finally, be consistent. This is key. If you set a boundary one day, stick to it. Don't cave in under pressure or guilt trips. Consistency shows others that you're serious about respecting yourself and your time. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a super talented graphic designer who constantly gets pulled into last-minute projects from colleagues who forget to plan ahead. She's always saying yes because she's afraid of appearing unhelpful or disappointing people. But guess what? Saying yes all the time leads to burnout, resentment, and ultimately, subpar work. Then one day, Sarah decides to shift gears. She starts saying no to projects outside her scheduled workload, explaining that she needs to focus on delivering quality work for existing clients. You know what happens? Her colleagues start respecting her boundaries. They learn to plan better, and Sarah is able to deliver amazing work without feeling overwhelmed. Setting boundaries isn't about being selfish or uncaring. It's about taking care of yourself so you can show up as your best self for the people who matter most. It's about creating healthy relationships built on mutual respect and understanding. So here's the takeaway. Know your values, communicate clearly, say no with confidence, don't overexplain, and stay consistent. These 5 power moves will help you build those strong boundaries and create a life that feels more balanced, fulfilling, and authentically you. Remember, your time and energy are precious. Don't let anyone take them for granted. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these words of wisdom. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. I'd love to hear your thoughts and experiences with setting boundaries. Until next time, keep rocking those boundaries and stay strong out there.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.